So today I'm joined by Peter from AxKid. He's going to be talking about the Minikid and the Move and the differences between them. He's also going to be answering lots of the questions that I'm asked in the shop, so that hopefully if you have any questions, they might be answered during this episode. So we will all become experts together. So the first question really, Peter, is what exactly is the Swedish Plus Test?
The Swedish Plus Test is a child car seat crash test, which is arguably the toughest crash test in the world to pass, designed by a chap called Tommy Pettersson a good number of years ago in Sweden, where they test everything to guarantee that your child is not exposed to excessive forces on the neck that can unfortunately threaten life during a collision. They do this in a number of ways which are different to, say, regulation testing. They use a higher crash test speed. They use a shorter braking distance, much shorter braking distance. So the two things combined, the higher speed and the shorter braking distance, create a much greater deceleration, therefore a much more intense flow of forces in the impact. So and finally they test the pressure on the neck, so they're not allowed to have a pressure above a certain value. So the three things combined really do aim to make child car seat as safe as physically possible, and that your children will have the best chance in an impact.
Thank you. So why exactly is it so much safer to rearward travel?
A child's head is disproportionately big to their body. A toddler of around about 3 years, their head makes up a total of about 25% of their body weight, in comparison to an adult where it's about 6%. So by rear facing, the child's head and neck are fully supported in the vast majority of impacts, whereas in if you're sitting forward facing, strapped in with a harness, your shoulders are tight, your hips are tight, and it just means that the energy is left to go through the child's head and neck, you know, banging forwards, whereas if they're rear facing, the head, the neck, the spine are all fully cushioned into the car seat, and therefore much less likely to suffer from serious injuries. Sometimes you will hear a child is five times safer rear facing to forward facing, and this is down to the difference in loading on the child's neck in a forward facing versus a rear facing car seat.
So here's a question I'm asked so many times. Can you explain the difference between the Minikid and the Move?
The key differences between the AxKid Minikid and the AxKid Move. The AxKid Minikid has a self-adjust harness system, so you always get the perfect size of harness on the child. So every time you tighten the child in, the headrest comes down to touching the shoulder. You always get the harness at the correct level for the shoulders, which means you get a much better fit. You also have multiple recline positions on the Minikid, and self-tensioning tethers, something that many parents find awkward is to manually tighten tethers. So by having the self-tensioning tethers on the Minikid, you can just go click, 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 click with very little effort and know that you've got a nice tight fit. And you've also got slightly nicer fabrics and finish on it. The AxKid Move only has an on-off recline position, so either on or it's off. You have a manually adjusted headrest and shoulder straps. So as your child grows, you will physically move the straps and the headrest up to get the best fit. And you've got the manual tensioning of the tethers, so you've got to put a lot more muscle effort into it to get a really tight, nice fit. But importantly, they're both plus tested to 25 kilograms, so they offer equal safety. But I guess the Minikid has a lot more user-friendly features, which most people do appreciate, particularly those that have compared the two.
So another question I get asked a lot in the shop is, what is the approximate age that an Axekid Minikid or Move will last my child until?
Both the Axekid Minikid and the Axekid Move will last a child to around about 6 years of age, both up to 25 kilograms of child weight. In terms of height, it's approximately 125 centimetres. It might be slightly less than that, it might be slightly more than that, depending on the torso length of the child. Obviously, the longer the torso length, the less time they will last in the car seat. The shorter the torso length, the longer they will last in the car seat. So I've heard of children coming out 4.5. I've also heard of children lasting till 10 in the car seats.
Yes, I've had a child of 7 who was able to fit into a Minikid. They were actually buying it for their younger daughter, but they, just as an experiment, they wanted to see how long it would actually last their younger daughter until, and their elder sister could just about fit in it, which is brilliant. So then we come on to fitting. How tricky are they actually to fit? And a question I'm asked a lot is it okay for the back of the front seat to touch the back of the car seat?
No, I don't think the Axekid Minikid or the Move are tricky to fit. I think they are slightly more involved to fit in that you've got tethers to attach, but once the tether is attached, it's really straightforward. And of course, the tethers, you attach them once, you leave, and that's it. They stay in the car. And then it's just a quick belt route across the front of the seat. I don't think it takes particularly more than 20, 30 seconds to fit either of them once the tethers are in place. So might take a little bit more time. You might want to watch some YouTube videos and have a practice. It doesn't happen instantly. But once they are fitted solidly, and you get a really good fit and a really solid fit, which means that you're better protected for your child. And certainly you can have them, the front seat touching the Axekid Minikid or Move, which obviously gives you more room in the front. But what many parents don't realise is that you're supposed to have, you know, upwards of 55 centimetres distance between the face and the back of the front seat. I think parents often don't realise you could actually take up less room with a rear-facing seat than a forward-facing seat. Just something to think about.
A lot of parents are worried about where their children's legs will go. They're concerned that their child will be uncomfortable, and they're also concerned if their legs go up the back of the seat.
Our experience is that children are not uncomfortable in the Axekid Minikid or the Move. They have plenty of leg room. Both the seats can be fitted compactly, so with less leg room, or they can be fitted in extended leg room to generate a lot of leg room for a child. Children tend to frog leg or cross leg or put them up against the backrest, and this is absolutely normal and safe. Most adults, when they sit down, actually do the same thing. They cross leg, they tuck their legs underneath them. You know, if you sit on a sofa in the evening, for instance, you don't sort of have your legs ramrod out straight. Most people tend to curl them up underneath them or tuck them up or cross them. And it's exactly the same. And at school, children are often sat cross-legged on the floor. it's very, very comfortable. And they have the opportunity to move them as well. So it's very, very safe. In fact, in the data, there's no evidence of leg injuries of children secured in rear-facing car seats in real-life crashes, which is great. So it's one of those urban myths. So I think they'll be safe. Well, certainly they'll be safe. All the seats are plus tested and comfortable too.
Now, what about car sickness?
If a child is likely to suffer from car sickness, it will happen generally regardless of the direction of travel. That's been seen in a good number of studies now. The important thing is that there are a number of things you can do to help alleviate travel sickness. One is sleep. So by tilting the child backwards, rear facing, we can achieve a little bit better recline than you can forward facing. Then that can often help, because when a child is asleep, their organs of balance are less sensitive, less likely to be motion sickness. Stop often, give them plenty of fresh air. It helps a lot. Avoid large meals for up to 24 hours before you do longer distances. Maybe you eat lighter, much more lighter. Keep the right temperature in the car. If you overheat, you can very quickly feel more ill. Drive smoothly. Don't do violent changes of speed, braking, or taking curves abruptly. And distractions. Get your children singing or playing games that involve looking outwards rather than inwards and downwards. But the key thing is really that rear facing, you're no more likely to get car sick than you are forward facing. If you're likely to suffer from motion sickness, you will suffer from it regardless.
So can you tell everybody what the wedge is for? I do sell them in the shop. Occasionally people come back for them, not very often. But yes, that'd be interesting to hear.
The wedge is a polystyrene block that can be fitted underneath the recline foot of the Axe Kid Mini Kid or Move to increase the recline of the car seat by 10 degrees. Obviously noting that the maximum recommended recline is 37 degrees in both of these car seats, regardless of how that's made up. So adding 10 degrees is quite significant.
So another thing people are often worried about is when their child's head peeps proud of the top of the car seat. Is this okay?
Yes, it's absolutely safe to have the top of a child's head peeping above the car seat. You often hear the recommendations of eye level or ear level and things like that, but we say no more than a third of the head above the top of the inner head containment section or headrest. So yes, you can certainly have head above there.
It's always so tricky and such a challenge to try and fit three children across the back. It's something I come across on a fairly regular basis. One question, can you fit an Axe Kid Mini Kid or Move into the middle seat in the back row of the car, or indeed in the front passenger seat?
That's a very good question, and one that's getting slightly harder to answer these days. Prior to 2018, I think pretty much most car manufacturers allowed the fitting of semi-universal car seats in that centre rear position. But since then, some manufacturers have started moving away from that recommendation. So VW, for instance, and Volvo, in certainly I think from 2019, have started to prohibit the use of semi-universal car seats in that central rear position. By semi-universal, I mean those with a leg support. But you can check with your user manual of your vehicle. That should give you a good indication because it tells you what type of car seats you can use in what positions. You can have a look at our fit guide online, which is pretty good. We try very, very hard to keep it up to date. But if you're not sure, do feel free to contact us directly, and we'll investigate your specific age and model of vehicle just to check to make sure. You can certainly fit the Axkid Mini Kid and move in the front seat of most vehicles. The key thing to remember is to ensure that the airbag can be turned off or deactivated, or not be present, any of the above. Obviously, if there's a live airbag, you cannot put a rear-facing child car seat in that position, and ideally not really put a forward-facing one in that position either, unless you can generate significant amount of room. So you'd have to push the front seat all the way back, because you don't want the airbag exploding in a child's face and chest. They fire too much with too much energy that children can't cope with as well as adults.
As regards the recline, should the recline, the angle, be less reclined as the child gets older? Is that the safest way to travel?
So recline is absolutely the less recline, the better. So fundamentally, if we could all travel with flat backs up against the wall or up against a seat, you'd be far the safest possible, because the head, neck, and spine would be fully supported. But it's thoroughly uncomfortable. So all rear-facing car seats come with elements of recline, and we generally recommend that you should use the least amount of recline to prevent head loll. So that sort of head flop that parents really, really dislike. Both the Axkid Mini Kid and Move, we recommend up to 37 degrees of recline, which is enough for the vast majority of children to avoid head loll. Sometimes you will just get that child that does head loll, but most won't. And obviously, as the child gets older, you'll increase the or decrease the recline on the car seats, so that they are more and more upright, because they are awake a lot more, so that the head loll doesn't become or reduces in as an issue as the child gets older and more aware.
So, what is the ACIP, the thing that fits on the side of the seat? What is it used for, and do I need it?
The ACIP, or additional side impact protection, or Axkid side impact protection, we recommend the use of it because it helps to reduce the energies involved in a side impact with intrusion. So if you can use it, absolutely, we'd recommend it. But if there's not enough room to fit it, you're absolutely fine, because the risk of the energy impulse is actually reduced, because there's not enough room to fit it. But where you can, absolutely fit it.
So, if you're buying an Axkid Mini Kid or a Move, you've got more than one child. In all probability, you might pass it down to the next child when the first child grows out of it. So, is this possible? What is the usable life of the seats?
A child car seat has a lifespan of 10 years, approximately 10 years from point of manufacture, or 8 years of continuous usage. So that's the reason for that sort of 2 years difference is storage, transportation, during transit from the factory to the distributors, to the retailers, storage at home between children, things like that. So 8 years of usable life, or 10 years from point of manufacturing. All car seats have sort of a little embossed sundial type thing on the hard plastic, which shows you the month and year of manufacture, so you have a good idea of when it was manufactured. And the reason that we have this lifespan is because over time plastics do degrade, so they become more brittle than they do in flexible. So due to UV light degradation, temperature variant degradation, and things like that. So yeah, that's what we recommend.
And lastly, a little bit about the history of Axe Kid themselves.
Axe-Kid as a brand is very young. As a company, we only started in 2009, and we're the pretty much the first and only brand to really, really push extended rear facing and the benefits and the safety benefits of it. We ceased production of our combination seats. We've never done forward facing only seats, but we ceased the production of our combination seats 4 years ago, and solely focus on plus tested car seats and rear facing car seats because it's so much safer. And that's a, so it's a big step for a manufacturer to push that. Everybody knows it's safer, and Axe Kid are saying, let's get on and spread the word, spread the knowledge, the information, and provide the information to new and prospective parents that wasn't and really still isn't that much available to them. So yeah, it's very exciting because Axe Kid is so passionate about rear facing and keeping children safest for longest.
Wow, I feel like I've been on the most amazing Axe Kid journey. It was so informative talking to you, Peter. It's amazing hearing so much knowledge and so many facts, and I'm sure so many people will find this so very, very useful. Thank you again. It's been wonderful to share this information, and I'm delighted to be able to pass all this fantastic information on. Many thanks.